Okay, folks, today's show, Darren Landis. He's the president and co-founder of HireLogic, and that's a company that specializes in hyaluronic acid. And we're going to be talking all about what hyaluronic acid is. We're going to call it HA a couple of times, just so it's easier for me to say. He co-founded HireLogic almost 15 or so years ago, and they were one of the first to bring hyaluronic acid to the marketplace for human and animal joint health benefits and skin care and things like that. And Darren's been in sales and marketing for good 15 years or 20 years. He's certified as a respiratory therapist and has a BS degree in allied health sciences from the University of Kansas Medical Center. See, he's a very interesting guy. We're going to be talking about helping the joints. We're going to be talking about helping the vision, the brain, all those things, helping our little pets. It's going to be a good show, so stay tuned there. But first, little article that crept up in my feeds, and I thought this is interesting because I'm a big believer in vitamin D and K. We talked about this on a few shows. But this was from respiratory research, speaking of which. And this is a long-term trial that doctors followed for about almost 5,000 people for an average of about 14 years. And they found that 20% began the study with these low levels of vitamin D or vitamin K or even both. And that's why I always tell people, please get your levels tested. Those low in vitamin D were 22% more likely to have died from any cause compared to those with good levels. And for those low in the vitamin K, the chances also increased about 7%. So that's the D and K are really important as far as a relationship. Really good to do both of those things. Another study, the average age of people were 70, over 600 people. They followed these people for 7 years in the follow-up. And they found also that vitamin D and K were more likely to have thickening in the walls of the main pumping chamber of the heart. That's, you know, the left ventricle there. So after 17 years, those low in D and K were 76% more likely to have died from any cause compared to those with adequate levels of D and K. So research keeps coming out how important it is to take your D and K, get those levels checked next time you get a blood test done. There's another whole article about vitamin D and being low in people with sleep apnea. So a lot going on there. So please check that out. All right, we're ready for our show. All right, on the phone, we have Darren Landis. He's the president and co-founder of HireLogic. And that's the company that specializes in working with hyaluronic acid, great line of skincare, and natural supplements. Thank you so much for joining us, Darren.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Darren's an old soul from my old radio days. We've done a lot of shows together. And I know we have some new listeners out there who didn't listen to the old radio show, so I want to go over hyaluronic acid, or HA as they affectionately call it. And Darren, I think I know a lot of women kind of know what hyaluronic acid, they see it in a lot of cosmetics. I think a lot of the guys who I talk to really have maybe heard of the term, but they're not sure what it is. You've been doing this a long, long time. Do you think the public's getting more aware of hyaluronic acid? Do you still have a lot of work to do?
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I always, trainings with health food stores, I talk to the staff, and I tell them, I say, you know, I really think when we first started making hyaluronic acid-based products 20 years ago, I might be lucky if I would find one person out of 1,000 that knew anything about hyaluronic acid. And I said, now, if I ask 1,000 people just randomly, I'd probably get quite a bit more. And I always tell them it's because, you know, and they're like, oh, yeah, I've seen commercials on TV for hyaluronic acid in skincare. And one person said, yeah, I've opened up a magazine. I saw something about hyaluronic acid. Or I go to my doctor's office and they got posters inside of the exam room that talk about hyaluronic acid, good for the joints and lubrication and cushioning and So it's become more and more widespread. But I do remember when we would, back when we first started, I mean, 20 years ago, we'd call up a health food store and say, hey, we have hyaluronic acid based products. And they were like, what's hyaluronic acid? What is this? You know, and luckily there was that ABC News 2020 story that came out about 15 years ago or so that really brought up a lot of interest in the molecule and how it can benefit and it's hydrate the body. But yeah, so it's very interesting. I would, again, answer your question. Yeah, there's an awful lot of people starting to recognize the benefits. And if they didn't know about hyaluronic, what was interesting, they might have said, well, yeah, the doctor gave me something, you know, for my knee, and they probably didn't know it was hyaluronic acid, but it was. So it's quite commonly used now.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
No, no, it's to say that's so true. It's people are familiar with the shots in the knee, even though they're not sure what they're putting in there, but they always get that shot in the knee. I don't know if
they're still... Yeah, they say, well, the doctor told me it was something about lubrication or cushioning, you know, but I got that thing done, but I didn't know that was hyaluronic. Are you telling me that's the same stuff that they put on the skin, you know, and the women are using cosmetics and, yep, same stuff, you know?
Well, in layman's term, let's explain what hyaluronic acid is, and I'd be curious, Darren, when you see it in a cosmetic form, we're going to talk about internal use, which I think is much, much, much more important. But in your experience, do you know how much they're putting into the cosmetics in general out there? Obviously, your line is exempt from that. But when you see these fancy creams and oils and lotions with hyaluronic acid in there, how much do you think of that product is that? Is it the same quality among everybody as well?
Well, it's so interesting. It's such a buzzword right now that people will actually call it out on their label, but it's one of 25 or 30 ingredients versus maybe the signature ingredient like it is in our products, you know. So it's very difficult to make that determination. But, yeah, we are seeing a wide variety of people in a wide variety of formulas, and some of them have just a little bit of the hyaluronic acid, but they sure like to put it on the label.
Yeah. Does it, is the cosmetic industry, do they still have to do things as far as the most, when they list the ingredients, the predominant is on top, or is that not true when it comes to cosmetics?
No, exactly. You're exactly right. You list out the ingredients proportionate to the percentages of what's in the product. So the most concentrated amounts of ingredients go at the front, and the least concentrated amounts go at the end. But that doesn't stop people from putting certain ingredient names on the front label and calling the product a certain, you know, hey, hyaluronic acid serum, even though it's got 20 other ingredients in the product, you know.
Right. So what would be a nice layman's definition of hyaluronic acid?
The most water-loving, hydrating molecule that's found inside of our body to provide moisturization and hydration to the body. It's a naturally occurring sugar molecule. So I always tell people our bodies naturally make sugars and fats and proteins. So we're making some every day and then we're breaking them down every day. You know, it's just a natural component of our body. So the hyaluronic acid would be classified as one of the sugar molecules that our body naturally produces every day. But something's very unique about this hyaluronic acid sugar molecule that our body produces. It loves water. And so for every one molecule of hyaluronic acid that our body produces, it can go out and grab onto 1,000 parts of water. And so it's like a big sponge. And whenever the water and the hyaluronic acid mix together, it turns that water into a gel, a syrupy gel solution, a very clear syrupy gel water solution. And so we're about 70% body water. And that water is everywhere. It's in our skin. It's in our scalp. It's in our eyes. Are surrounding our joints. It's everywhere throughout the body, surrounding every cell in our body, pretty much. So they, that water is found everywhere, but when it interacts with hyaluronic acid, it turns to that syrupy gel solution, and so that it can stay compartmentalized. It'll stay inside of the skin to act as a dermal filler. It'll stay inside of all of our joints to act as a cushioning, lubricating agent. It stays inside of our eyes to stabilize our eyes. It's in our lips. It's in our gums. It's in our scalp. It's all about body hydration. And so this molecule we naturally produce every day. We're making it right now. We're making hyaluronic acid. It's made in almost inside of every living cell. And whenever it gets made inside of the cell, it sneaks outside of the cell and it goes looking for body water. So flour thickens gravy, hyaluronic acid thickens water. But the interesting thing is they've been doing the research and they found out that this hyaluronic acid, the production of it in our body, starts to slow down as we get older. Some people say that by the time we reach 50, we're making 50% less hyaluronic acid than what we were making back when we were in our 20s. So the 50-50 component there. And so it starts to drop off. We don't make it as much. We tell people, hey, you're losing it. And they're like, what are you talking about? What do you mean I'm losing it? You're not making the hyaluronic acid that you used to. And it's the most hydrating, water-loving molecule that holds body water inside of your body. And so when you don't have it, you essentially dry out. So aging is drying out, or drying out is aging. And we want to keep this water-loving molecule in the body. So people are now looking for it in a supplement, dietary supplement, take it by mouth, or in a skincare topically applied product, or, you know, a shampoo, a conditioner, an eye drop, a toothpaste, a dry mouth spray, you know, and so on and so on. And so that's kind of how this molecule came about. We started making a liquid form for daily supplementation, but now we've rounded it out for skincare applications and personal care uses.
It's I think I once read that the reason why babies are so plump, one reason is because of their body's so rich in this substance.
Exactly. We actually, you know, I mean, you think about it, babies are, sometimes we mistake it all for being baby fat, but it's a lot of this baby gel HA that's in their skin. I mean, think about it. You got this clear syrupy gel that sets in the middle layers of our skin and it pushes the skin up, keeping it nice and tight at all times. So it's like a raisin and a grape. The grape is nice and plump and the raisin's dehydrated. That's why it's so popular in the skincare component now, because people are like, hey, I'm going to rub this on my skin and I'm going to allow it to draw moisture into the skin, pushing that top layer back up so it's nice and hydrated and nourished.
So when I was also doing some research on this, I noticed it was discovered as a I kind of isolated and discovered back in the early 30s there. So it's something that science has known a lot about for forever. Just personally, what drew you to this? I know you've had some respiratory training and things like that. What drew you to delve into this and start a company?
Yeah, you know, a friend of ours, Mark and I were in the medical field. We were doing home health care. And a friend of ours said, hey, do you guys ever have any of your clients / patients that, you know, have mobility issues? They just can't move around like they used to. And we said, yeah. And they said, what are they taking? And we said, well, I think a lot of them are using like glucosamine and things like that. And they said, well, what if we gave you some product or some, what do you think about trying this out? And he goes, I've got a guy that was making some liquid hyaluronic acid. And he said, they use it on the animal side. They were, you know, giving it to horses and using it in that area. But he said, I really think this would work for the human side. And we said, let's give it a try. So we all did our research. We gave some samples out, tested it out. We told people, we said, hey, compare this to maybe glucosamine. Try this in place of the glucosamine. See if it gives your joints the cushion or the lubrication that you had. And once we started seeing the results that we were getting from just different groups of people that we were giving it out and letting them test it, we were like, let's bring this out, because we definitely need a glucosamine alternative, because you talk to half the people back then, he'd say, hey, how's that glucose? Me? Well, I don't know if it's worked. Well, okay, here you got something new. And so we started off with just the one liquid supplement for humans, just taking it daily. But people started coming to us and saying, you know, I'm taking this stuff for my joints, but I notice my skin even feels better. It seems to be more hydrated, or my hair seems to be more growing vibrantly now. You know, it's my scalp doesn't seem to be dry, or, you know, just my eyes. I, there's something going on. My eyes seem to be a little bit better, or my gums seem to be a little bit more plump and hydrated. And my dentist said that things are looking pretty good, you know. So we start seeing all these side benefits to it. And then we created a line of products.
Well, when you started out, there's some other companies out there, not that many. There's some which probably you're happy about. But when you started with the hyaluronic acid, how did you decide the amount to use and the consistency and the particle size and all that stuff?
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, I mean, there wasn't, like you said, there was nobody out there. And the only thing we had to use it and base our decisions off of was the pharmaceutical side of things, because they had been using hyaluronic acid in the pharmaceutical world, but it was hard to make that correlation over to taking something by mouth, something that had been introduced into the body with the doctors with a needle. Now we were trying to say, hey, let's see, how would we do this if you took it orally, you know, internally? How would that work? So we started to kind of look at the different parameters and ideas. And the first thing we said we wanted to do is we definitely wanted to try to make something a non-animal derived form of hyaluronic acid. So we used a vegan friendly fermentation source for making our hyaluronic acid. And then we said the body naturally has what we call a high molecular weight molecule, or a large molecule size of hyaluronic acid inside of it. So we said, let's make sure that when we add this into our product, that we use a large molecule size of hyaluronic acid. So people are like, well, what does that really mean? I said, well, could a big sponge hold more water than a little sponge? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, so we always wanted to use the big sponge, because that's what's naturally in the body. When we're talking about body hydration, let's get the most hydration that we can. And then, you know, the dosing was kind of, a start. We did a study in the very beginning to test out to see whether the product would work and whether it was safe at certain levels. And we started from there. But the anecdotal evidence and the testimonials that we would get from customers, you know, got us excited about how it could work. And even to this day, you can go out and look at our, you know, Synthovial 7. You can just type in and get testimonials, and you can read about it, you know. And we always tell people, go do that, you know. Sure. Look to see what people are saying versus what we're saying.
Well, that was your flagship product, this Synthovial 7. And that's S-Y-N, Synthovial. Why did you come up with the number 7 there?
Well, in the beginning, we had it in a dropper bottle that you dispense out 7 drops, but then we went to more of an actual dropper inside of the bottle. So, and then the name Synthovial came from synthetic synovial fluid. The synovial fluid obviously is the cushioning, lubricating fluid inside of our joints. It keeps bones from rubbing on top of one another. So it was like motor oil, you know? And so we said, we just want to find a way to get back that fluid into the joints so that we don't have that rubbing. People are like, well, what do you mean? I say, okay, well, if you take a piece of chalk and you write on a chalkboard, what ends up happening? They say, well, the chalk withers away. And I said, exactly. So if you don't have lubrication or cushion inside of your joints, your bones start to wither away, you know? So they call that bone on bone, and we don't want that. And that's what hyaluronic acid does. It creates this syrupy gel solution. It's very interesting. If you had a water bottle in front of you, I could sprinkle some of this powder hyaluronic acid that we have, that we produce, and you could sprinkle it in there and then put the cap on it and shake it up and let it set for a couple days and come back. And when you try and pour it out, it wouldn't come out like water. It'd come out like syrup. And that's the nature behind it. It loves to thicken water. And thick, syrupy water can resist compression. It can push back. It can keep bones apart. It can plump in the skin. It can hydrate and nourish the whole body overall.
Yeah, you know, I wish I knew about this earlier. When my kids were in high school, they could have done a great science experiment with that. You know, to at the science show, I think it'd be awesome. And you guys started out with the liquid, but you also started making capsules. And you had the liquid for so long. What was the impetus in doing the capsule form of this?
Consumer preference. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when you keep getting the phone calls and people say, you know what, I want to try your products, but you know, liquids are not something that I like. I like something that I can just chew or like a gummy, or I like capsules because I just plop that capsule in and take it down each day. I've always liked that. Or, that's what it came from. It just came from consumer preference. And anymore, if you don't find different delivery methods for giving your products, people won't, you know, they'll. Even if we believe that the liquid is in our opinion, is the best option,
sure.
You know, people are still going to want to, you know, try something different. So we did.
Well, again, folks, the company is Hyalogic, and you can always go to hyalogic.com and hollyhillvitamins.com if you'd like to order these things. We're giving mentioned the code word NUTS, NUTZ, and you get a little discount on the product there. And they make a whole line. It literally, folks, it would take us another hour to go through everything. So I'm going to try to highlight. So it looks like some of the other products that you take internally that you have that was very interesting. You found like really good formulas for the eyes and other parts of the body, and you added the hyaluronic to it. It just makes sense. It just makes it very unique, don't you think?
Yeah, like, you know, we found out that collagen needs hyaluronic acid. Everybody's talking about using collagen, taking collagen or building healthy collagen. Well, those stretchy, elastic protein fibers that give our body flexibility, and, you know, tendons, ligaments, blood vessels, nerve fibers, and every collagenous structure in our skin needs to be hydrated and moisturized by hyaluronic acid. So you've seen me at the trade shows, because you'd always go to the trade show and I'd always stand there with a rubber band on my wrist, you know, and if anybody asked me, so how does hyaluronic acid help collagen? And I'd say, well, if I stretch this rubber band 1,000 times, what would happen? And they'd say, well, it would probably dry out and over distend and break. And I say, exactly. So what if I put it in a bucket of water? And they'd say, well, it would probably, you know, stay hydrated and be perfect. And I'd say, exactly. So that's what hyaluronic acid does. It nourishes every collagen fiber in our body, so it stays hydrated and highly elastic. And so we, like you mentioned earlier, we said, well, all right, let's put it into a product. Let's make a collagen peptide with hyaluronic acid. So it's a powder. So we're giving you the collagen building proteins, and we're also giving you the hyaluronic acid at the same time to nourish it, because collagen without hyaluronic acid is really not that effective. It loses its elasticity. I mean, think about it. When your skin starts to wrinkle up as you get older, it's not as plump. What happens? Gravity takes over and it pulls the skin downward, so you start to have sagging. Well, that's those collagen fibers that become weak. They're no longer elastic, but you rehydrate them, they're going to tighten back up again and pull that skin upward. And so we do start making products. We make a product that's called Collagen Builder. We give you the components to make your own collagen throughout your body and support it with the hyaluronic acid. So that was kind of the reason for starting to add new ingredients in with the hyaluronic acid. But that hyaluronic acid was always the base component of all of our skincare products and all of our supplements, because we knew if we could at least give you an ample amount of that hyaluronic acid in either application, that we were going to provide benefit.
Well, I know that, and please, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, that some of the most concentrated parts of the body that HA is in the eyes, correct?
Absolutely. I used to take a balloon and fill it up with syrup and tie it off, and I would sit there and squeeze it in front of people. They would like, what is that? And I'd say, well, if I squeeze this balloon and release it, it goes back into shape. And they're like, okay, so what does that mean? I said, well, your eyes are filled up with a hyaluronic acid water gel, and it gives it stability, and it gives it form, and it gives it shape, and it maintains it and keeps the eye hydrated and keeps the eye protected. And so once people realize that, they're like, okay, well, how do I get hyaluronic? Do I take it in a supplement, and do I use it in an eye drop format? And yes, so you're correct. I mean, on the side of our supplements, we always say hyaluronic acid for joints, because we talked about the lubrication, mm-hmm. for skin, because we talked about baby skin and plumping the raisin to the grape, and for the eyes, because there's a lot of benefit for the eyes also. So people are grabbing up a hyaluronic acid supplement. Even eye doctors are now recommending that their patients, you know, try a hyaluronic acid supplement. Not all of them, but there are some of them out there that are recommending, hey, you might give hyaluronic acid a try. And there's a lot of research out there on taking it orally, how it can benefit your eyes overall.
There's no downside, is there, Darren?
To taking hyaluronic acid? Mm-hmm. No. I mean, the fact that we naturally produce it every day on our own, and it's already something that's naturally occurring in our body, we're really not introducing anything foreign to the body. We're just giving back the body where it left off. In fact, your body welcomes it in. It says, hey, come on over here. Let me help. Help me with my skin. Help me with my eyes. Help me with my scalp. Help me with my lips and my gums and my teeth and all these different areas. So not really any issue with it at all. And it's very compatible when you take it in a supplement. It's very compatible with other prescription medications, with other supplements, with other products. So, you know, it's a pretty relatively easy, useful product to work with.
I was listening to what you were saying about the whole, you know, drying out scenario there, and some of the examples you gave. And I was thinking, that's what a lot of people are having problems with brain functioning, right? And things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and things like that. Maybe that's, you know, I don't know for sure, but it makes sense that those vessels in there are drying up too.
Well, actually, you're correct. One of the doctors that we were working with in the past, you know, mentioned that as a component. He said that that fluid brain barrier has some components there, you know, that, that with the hyaluronic acid, and that there can be a dehydrational component, you know. Nothing that I can put my fingers on, but yeah, you're spot on. You were thinking just like they were, but I think you could probably just do a search out there for dehydration and brain you know, just the fluid in between the skull and the brain tissue. And you'll probably find something out there, because like I said, when we first started, all we knew that hyaluronic acid could help lubricate the joints. Did we think that we were going to end up figuring out that it's good in an eye drop and a nasal spray, and it's good for the skin. It's good for the, I mean, we didn't know anything, and we're still learning. Even Dr. Karen Brown, who works here with us as our consultant, she's been studying out hyaluronic acid for 40 plus years. And she told us a year or so back, she goes, you know what? I'm still learning more and more about hyaluronic acid and all the different benefits to the body.
Is it found, besides the human body, is it found in nature at all? Is it something that, I remember the story about the people in Japan eat certain foods. How does that work?
Yeah, you know, they were eating a starchy, sugary root crop vegetable, and it was only native to their village. And so the surrounding villages, they didn't have those kind of starchy root crop vegetables. And what they were saying, they went in and they did this report on it, and they said these people in this particular village, they weren't aging. They were well into their 80s and 90s. They didn't wear glasses. Their skin looked great. They were working in the fields. They didn't seem to have any joint problems. And the town doctor attributed it to the high amounts of hyaluronic acid that they had in their bodies. And they said that it must be something related to their diet, something that they're taking. So that was the story that aired on the ABC Primetime 2020 news, and everybody got all excited, and they said, wait a minute, we got to figure out these starchy root crop vegetables. We got to we got to figure this out. But they really hadn't been able to find anything here in the States or anyplace else outside of that village that might produce or serve as the precursors or the building blocks to making hyaluronic acid like they had over there. Because there was something about that root crop vegetable, that starchy, sugary components to it that were supposedly building the hyaluronic acid in their body.
How long does it, I'm sure it varies from person to person, but what kind of benefits and what kind of time frame can you see someone taking? I guess it depends on age and all these circumstances. I think it's an unfair question, but just over the years of you doing this, what do you see as far as time-wise in people and seeing results?
Yeah, I think that's a very fair question. Obviously, when consumers come into Holly Hills, they don't want to wait around for 6 months to see results on something. They're looking for something pretty quick. You guys are looking for the right products out there. We always tell people, when you're taking a hyaluronic acid supplement, give it 30 days. You don't have to buy like six bottles or anything like that. Just give it a 30-day supply. Usually that's one bottle of our product. Give it a 30-day supply or trial, and you should see some sort of result within that period of time. Sometimes people see results in the first 3 to 5 days. Sometimes there's people that say, you know what, I don't think that helped me or worked for me, and they stop using the product, and they realize maybe it was helping. There might be some that never got benefits, but most people we tell, give it a 30-day trial. With the skincare products, you're applying moisture, hydration, you're giving your skin a drink of water right then and there. So a lot of people are like, yeah, I can feel that hydration within the first application of using the product.
Yeah. I've used your scalp formula spray. It's pretty cool.
And when you'd come by the trade shows, you'd always grab up our pure hyaluronic acid serum, skin serum, and you guys will pump it out and you'd put it on right there, it was just interesting.
Darren, you're giving my beauty secrets away. Don't.
Well, you know what? Yeah, they need to know about it, because you are doing pretty dang good. With your skin and with your health, it is interesting. You know, that's the neat thing about doing a show like you do, is that you practice what you preach.
Oh yeah.
And when you told me, you said, hey, this is my age range, I was like, what? No, you don't look like that. You've been doing a nice job, you know? Right. And so
it's my immaturity that keeps me young there, I'll tell you.
Well, your immaturity and your desire to want to learn more and be gullible to try new things,
Let's talk a little bit about the skincare line here, because that's really grown as well. Right off the bat, probably the best lip moisturizer on the market, bar none. I'm telling you that from my use and folks and so many people that I know have bought the lip moisturizer. It's just really unbelievable. The skin line is just growing and growing. So what are your top sellers for the skin line, and for what conditions?
Yeah, my business partner, he was always, why do you keep rolling out so many products, I got so excited. I was like, let's roll out a retinol in hyaluronic acid. Let's roll out a cleansing lactic acid hyaluronic acid serum. They started rolling out a whole bunch of different products. But our still our pure hyaluronic acid serum is our top seller. That's because it's got three ingredients. It's got the hyaluronic acid and the water and zinc. Zinc is very good for the skin, but it also stabilizes the whole formula. So when you put a pump of this onto your fingertip, it's pure hyaluronic acid, basically. And when you rub it into your skin, you don't have anything else. There's not like a 20 or 30 other ingredients that are going to contradict the benefits of the hyaluronic acid as you put it in. So that's our top skin selling serum. And then we've got a collagen hyaluronic acid serum. So there again, now we're giving you a little bit of collagen so your body can grab that collagen and reuse it to kind of make the collagen fibers in your skin better with the hyaluronic acid. Products that are our sprays, our facial mist are excellent because you're lightly misting and hydrating the face throughout the day. Or sometimes people use our facial mist as a pre-setting agent for applying your other serums, because when you lightly dampen or mist the face, it carries that water in whenever you put the serums on. We do have some facial cleansers and scrubs that are very popular now, because if you're going to remove or exfoliate or cleanse the facial area, you want to rehydrate. So we add the hyaluronic acid into our scrubs and our cleansers. So we've kind of rounded out our whole line of products.
People take so many showers, our skin gets so dry, especially in the wintertime. So it's really a godsend that you come out with these products there. And I think we have to tell the people too, Darren, that even though it has the word acid in it, it's not a kind of a thing to worry about putting on the skin, right?
Yeah. 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 A lot of the companies, when they first came out, they would just have it on the label. They say with hyaluronic, they'd say with hyaluronic spheres or something like that. They called it a different name because they were afraid that people would get scared off by the name acid. Am I going to put this acid on my skin? I thought you wanted my skin to look better. It not burn my skin, but it's actually very neutral in the pH range. The reason why they call it an acid is because of its love or its binding capability to the hydrogen molecule inside of the water molecule. Because remember, for every one molecule of hyaluronic acid that our body produces, it can go out and grab on to 1,000 parts of water. And whenever it grabs onto those water molecules, again, it creates a thick watery gel solution that cushions and hydrates and protects. And so, it's a very neutral pH range. That's why we make an eye drop with hyaluronic acid. Because when you put that eye drop, if it was acidic, people would not put it in their eye. Or if it was a dry mouth mint like we have, you put that mint in your mouth, it's there to coat and moisturize, and it's not there to irritate and burn. I will say we have a scar serum that works really nicely because you're just hydrating that scar and those collagen fibers so that they can soften up. The hand and body lotion is very popular right now. It's just like you're giving your skin a drink of water during this dry, wintry months that we're going through. So we've been selling quite a bit of that, and that's a nice formula. Interestingly enough, when hyaluronic acid is applied to the skin, some of it goes inside into the skin, and it acts as a space filler. It pushes the skin back upward, so they call that a dermal filler. Some of it wraps all the way around those collagen fibers in the skin, keeping them hydrated. And then some of the hyaluronic acid sits on the surface of the skin, acting as a moisture trap. So I can put on our hand and body lotion at night, but then I get up the next morning and I take a shower, and I can still feel a little bit of that hyaluronic acid setting on the surface of the skin, trapping that moisture in. You don't feel it unless you put water on it, because otherwise it's a non-greasy, non-sticky feel. But when you put a little water, it kind of reactivates it. You can feel it.
Interesting. Yeah. And it's folks also, vegans out there, it doesn't come from an animal source either. So it's a safer division.
Right. The original sources, believe it or not, of hyaluronic acid. Now we don't use this form, but the original sources that you and I were talking about earlier, when they first discovered this molecule back in the late 30s, and then their subsequent use of the product or the ingredients in the 80s and 90s in the medical world, they were using animal derived material. They were extracting it from animal collagen, because remember we said all collagen needs hyaluronic acid to keep those rubber bands nice and moist. But originally, when we started 20 years ago, we said we wanted a natural fermented form of hyaluronic acid that was vegan friendly and non-animal derived, because that was more identical to what the body had. And we wanted to match up the already healthy hyaluronic acid in the body with what we were giving it.
Well, speaking of animals, to finish up, you do make what I'm saying is hyaluronic acid, it can be beneficial for our pets as well.
Oh, absolutely. We we have a lot of people that, you know, call in here and they say, are your products animal cruelty free, you know, and it, for good reason, you know, and we always say, yes, they are. And you know what, actually we actually make products to improve the lives of animals. So the hyaluronic acid actually, giving it orally in a liquid form or like in a beef wafer for a dog, works very nicely with animals. And animals, there's no placebo effect. If their joints are feeling better, they're feeling better. They're going to want to go out for a walk. They're going to jump up a little quicker from a resting position to go eat. You know, their appetite might come back. I mean, you're going to be able to tell whether or not a hyaluronic acid supplement is helping your animal's joints. And we actually have a feline formula for cats too. It works very well because cats don't really look at the product as something foreign. They, you know, it's odorless, tasteless, liquid form. So it's very well received on the cat side too.
Darren, thank you so much. Even though we've talked many times, I'm always learning something, so I appreciate that. And you guys are just doing a great job. And folks, it's the company is called Hyalogic. That's Hyalogic. It's hyalogic.com. And the product is hyaluronic acid in so many forms. You can go to hollyhillvitamins.com, and we'll give you a discount with the word NUTZ, N-U-T-Z. And their website has just tremendous amount of literature and questions and answers on there as well.